This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The family of British-Iranian dual national Alireza Akbari says news of his execution in Iran has brought shock and surprise. Iran's judiciary said Saturday it had executed Akbari, who was 61, without saying when that had taken place. Akbari once served as Iran's deputy defense minister. He was arrested in 2019. London and Washington called for his release on Wednesday after he was given the death sentence for allegedly spying for Britain. Speaking to Reuters from Luxembourg on Saturday, Akbari's nephew, Ramin Farghani, said the execution came as a shock.
It was a surprise. The accusations that did come out of Iranian media, they were not expected by me. I don't think that they're correct. The character that I knew would have never done anything to harm the country nor the regime.
Britain had declared the case against Akbari politically motivated. London has condemned the execution, with Prime Minister Rishi Sunak calling it a callous and cowardly act carried out by a barbaric regime. California Governor Gavin Newsom said Saturday that he's seeking a major disaster declaration from U.S. President Joe Biden as an historic series of atmospheric rivers continue to wreak havoc throughout the state.
The reality is this is just the eighth of what we anticipate will be 9 atmospheric rivers. We're not done.
A series of atmospheric rivers rarely seen in such frequent succession has pounded the state since December 26th, killing at least 19 people and bringing floods, power outages, mudslides, evacuation, and road closures. The storms have dropped half the average annual rainfall on the agricultural Central Valley and as much as 15 feet, 4.5 meters of snow in the mountains. Newsom said he's aware residents are fatigued with the situation, but called on Californians to remain vigilant and to use common sense over the next 24 to 48 hours. The 9th and final atmospheric river of the series is due to make landfall on Monday and last couple of days. Civilians evacuated from the Ukrainian town of Soledar in Donetsk region were moved to temporary accommodation on Saturday as fighting intensified. Soledar is a salt mining town 15 kilometers northeast of Bakhmut. Russia said Friday its forces had taken control of Soledar in what would be a rare success for Moscow after months of battlefield reversals. On Saturday, Donetsk Governor Pavlo Krylenko contradicted Russian claims, saying Ukrainian forces are fighting to retain control of the town. Krylenko said the situation in the town is difficult and that Russian troops were advancing from various directions. He said the Russians had sustained a large number of casualties. China's reporting nearly 60,000 deaths from COVID-19 since early December, following complaints it was failing to release data. AP correspondent Julie Walker.
China's government says while the death toll is nearly 60,000, the emergency peak of its latest surge appears to have passed. The toll included more than 5,000 deaths due to respiratory failure caused by COVID and more than 54,000 fatalities from other illnesses combined with COVID since December 8th. The National Health Commission says those deaths related to COVID occurred in hospitals, leaving open the possibility more people may have also died at home. The report also more than doubles China's official COVID death toll to more than 10,000 since the virus was first detected. I'm Julie Walker.
Thousands of protesters marched Saturday against Tunisian President Kais Saied's seizure of near-total power in central Tunis, demanding he step down as they marked the anniversary of a key date in the 2011 revolution that brought democracy. The central avenue that is the traditional site for major demonstrations was crowded with thousands of protesters waving Tunisian flags and chanting, "The people demand the fall of the regime." Protesters had pushed past police and metal barricades to reach the avenue, defying initial efforts by the authorities to keep separate several parallel protests that had been called by different political parties and civil society organizations. More at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.